It is stretch run time when it comes to electing your congresspeople, senators, governors, and a whole slew of elected folks or want to be elected folks in your own backyard. You know, the people that are already there, the incumbents, do they fall or do they rise from the ashes of public opinion that pretty much points to let's get rid of them? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show. The guy down the dial, my pal George, is probably talking about what's happening with aliens and who the UN spokesperson is going to be to represent the human race. This is a serious thing. Once the alien encounter happens, and sometimes we go there. I'll go flying saucer once in a while. It almost seems like we're in a twilight zone after all when we're talking about politics, but we're definitely going to hit it hard when it comes to the, 6 days left to decide. The Democrats are pushing the social side of agendas, the Republicans, the financial side. What side are you on? Where is your bread buttered, in other words? Who was it that said all politics are local and isn't it all about the wallet? It is ultimately, because the middle class in so many cases is getting squeezed out, and that's what people are feeling. And there's more anger in this country than I have ever seen in my entire life. And it's not just, oh, the Tea Party, or it's not just pick a label, any label, and pin it on them. I think it's across the board, honestly. And more conversation than ever in my world about what's happening politically and who's going to win, what's going to happen, and will there be a big change, and will we see that the polls were right that were taken beforehand, and there's a whole slew of things, including are we going to see a clean election? That's the other thing, because we're getting all kinds of reports that there is problems, not just in North Carolina, not just in Nevada, but a couple of other places. The big question, the voters, though, in the desert in Nevada, especially Vegas, I'm thinking off the top of my head, Clark County, the big thing that they're asking themselves is, can we trust the voting machines? And there's a conservative watchdog group that's calling on the Nevada state officials to intervene to ensure that the machines are running correctly because of the unions who are involved, because of the unions who are involved with the voting machines. And does this go anywhere, or is this more political posturing? It's, of course, what happens, and they're taking a look at the machines because there have been some problems in the early voting. They had that problem in Sun City, not too far from Las Vegas, actually. And there's a contract between a union group and Clark County where the glitches were reported. And the SEIU, that's the union, is the sole union rep for, among other professions, voting machine technicians. Oh, my. Yes. So they're saying it's absolutely false, that there's it's outrageous, and there's nothing, if there are glitches, it's a few machines that are being fixed, and it has nothing to do with anything other than that. But there were complaints from a lot of voters in places like Boulder City that Senator Harry Reid's name was already checked when they went to cast their ballots for his opponent, the Republican Sharon Engel. And then there were voters in Clark County that said they had the same problem. So, of course, if you're going to get more complaints, then you're going to raise a few more eyebrows. And they're going to look at, is there tampering? And what about the employees who have worked in the election department for however long where there hasn't been a problem? And that's what the union is standing behind, that they haven't had any kind of an integrity issue ever. And the union is, by the way, putting big money into the race to support Harry Reid. And they recently also had an ad that described Sharon Engel as too dangerous to have power in Congress. So, of course, there are going to be some people that are going to question, wait a second, why are you're dumping this money in, and yet you're also controlling the machines that people are voting for XYZ, for the, especially for the senatorial spot. It seems obvious that you might jimmy-rig them to a slant toward Harry Reid, and that's what people were saying, that the ballot would come up and it was already checked, so it freaked a lot of people out, in other words. All right, there was a big appearance by President Obama on a show, a little show called The Daily Show, actually a huge show called The Daily Show. A lot of people get their news from Jon Stewart, even though he says, look, I'm a comedian. He has fun with it, makes fun of it, all that sort of stuff, but he does get huge names. And, hey, the president was a huge guest with Stewart, and they talked about all kinds of things, including, because Stewart really did press him up on a bunch of things, including what Obama said needs to happen, and that's structural changes. That's what he wants to work on in his next couple of years. Take a listen.
I will tell you that there are a couple of things that have changed in our politics that are going to have to be fixed. Mm-hmm. One is the way the filibuster operates. I mean, as I said, that's just not in the Constitution. In fairness, Democrats used it when Bush was in office and felt very comfortable using it,
right.
Although not to the extent that it's been used today. What we've been seeing is unprecedented, and that makes it very difficult for us to move forward in serious ways and actually reduces compromise, because what ends up happening is that if Republicans know that they can block anything because we don't have 60 votes, then they feel no need to compromise. That means the Democrats, then, their attitude is, well, we're not going to compromise. We can't get 60 votes.
Right.
And everybody moves in opposite directions. The same thing is true, I think, when it comes to how our districts are drawn. You know, we've got a lot of districts these days that are so safe, 90% Democrat or 90% Republican, that also helps to polarize the electorate. So there are a couple of things that are structural that are probably going to need to be changed.
All right, so you heard what he said there, and I'm glad he threw in that thing about the filibuster where he said, yeah, to be fair, you know, that it happened in the previous administration as well, because you bet it did. It happened to Bush a bunch, if you remember, right? Absolutely. All right, coming up to this hour, we're going to get to sports shorts. There are some things happening in the sports world that are worth getting caught up in, including what happened in Game 1 of the World Series. If you are a San Francisco Giants fan, you were probably thrilled beyond belief. As for Texas, no go. It was an offensive showdown in the end, and they got the better. The bats of the Giants got the better of the Rangers, so we'll fill in the blanks and give you some more of the specific details on that. Also, we're going to let you hear more of the Prez talking to Jon Stewart, so you can kind of form some opinions from that as well. The big water cooler buzz, though, we all know, comes down to November 2nd. Voter fraud, election fraud, not voter fraud. Election fraud, problems with voting, outcry over ballots in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's pretty much all over the board, including in Chicago. They're scrambling to send out vote-by-mail ballots. What is wrong? They got to get their act together. I mean, it's like, where am I living? Am I in Venezuela somewhere? I don't understand this. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This, right? Comedy Central host John Stewart and Stephen Colbert are thinking that tens of thousands of fans are going to join them at a rally to restore sanity, that's what they're calling it, in Washington on October 30th, this weekend, 3 days really before the congressional elections. And right before that happened, the president, as we were talking about, came on The Daily Show, did that on Wednesday, in his first visit to Stewart's program since he was elected. Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, said that Obama went on the show because it reaches an audience that isn't watching cable TV every day or the nightly newscast, but they're probably going to participate in the election. So one of the things that Obama talked about, was, when he was asked about it, the voter frustration. These people voted for him 2 years ago. A lot of people voted for him. And now they're not so happy with what they've gotten in return. And they're not happy about some of the policies and some of the things that haven't happened. And here's what the president said.
You know, when you look at what we've done in terms of making sure that before we even passed health care, 4 million kids got health insurance that didn't have it before, right, through the Children's Health Insurance Program. Expanded national service. Expanded national service more than at any time since the beginning of the Peace Corps. Made sure that credit card companies couldn't jack up your rates without notice. Over and over again, we have moved forward an agenda that is making a difference in people's lives each and every day. Now, is it enough? No. And so I expect, and I think most Democrats out there expect, that people want to see more progress.
Right.
But, you know, certainly in terms of the folks who voted for me, my expectation and hope is that if you look at the track record that we've accomplished in very difficult circumstances over the last 18 months, we have done an awful lot that we talked about during the campaign, and we're going to do more.
All right, so he's saying, yeah, he's defending it, defending the record and saying that there's more that's going to happen. The problem I have with the Obama White House is ineffective. And I would probably feel like many of the people who really, really wanted and believed in the change and are not happy with the progress, the forward progress that has happened as a result. I'll tell you, 2012 is going to be interesting. After you get through these midterm elections, 2012, what happens there? To me, though, there's not anyone strong enough on the Republican side. There's talk about a third party. Who knows? These midterm elections could really gauge a lot of what's happening. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic.
Yeah, well, before I get on the, you know, topic of your elections, we had a meeting, a lunch meeting today, you know, our Football Referees Association. So as I walked in, they go, there he is, the big CFL referee. And, and I was like, guys, shut up, okay? You know, I just did a scrimmage, so all of a sudden I'm pegged as CFL referee.
Yeah, but that's a pretty big deal to do a scrimmage, to go that far to do that, and who knows what it leads to.
I'm happy where I am. Anyway, I didn't call to talk to you about that, even though I wish I could. I was watching CNN today, and they were showing the ads involving the Indiana, I think, Senate race, and how one opponent said, one guy, who is he representing, the people of Indiana or the people of China?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, now that is real. Now that is really getting dirty I've seen other ads like, you know, he voted to take jobs out of America and send it to Mexico or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, wow, this is, you know, really super dirty. I'm surprised the FCC hasn't come in and said, hey, whoa, people, unless you've got the statistics to back it up, cut out this, you know, hit below the belt commercials. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just afraid.
But they're all doing it.
Yeah, but I'm afraid one of these, you know what might end up happening is that one, the loser, you know, a loser of a certain race might say, because you're ad and you can't back it up, I'm taking you to court to A, not declare you the winner, and B, I want some money because of the half truths or basically lying. So, mm-hmm. I don't know what to make of it. And about that thing in Nevada, Canada, what we do for elections is what you do is you show up to a voting booth and they give you a paper, a list of all the candidates. You go into a small booth, you mark an X, you mark it with an X and thank you very much.
It's old school.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a heck of a lot easier because, like you said, the union in Nevada, is that for the whole state or just for that county?
No, it's for the whole state.
Okay, for that whole state, I mean, that could, I don't know how, I mean, like you said, it looks like Sharon Engel's going to win, but who knows, maybe her vote, her seat could decide whether there's a shift or there's a status quo. So, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to toot our type of election, but the way we do it, I think is slightly better. I mean, like I said, give them a piece of paper, go into a little booth, mark an X. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but then how long does it take to count the votes? That's the key thing.
Right. I mean, and there are always people there just to make sure that, okay, if it was me against you, okay, one for Delaney. No, that's for Wolf. No, that's for, you know.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, that's the drawback.
They do it. It's slower, but they just, it's almost like counting the hanging chads in the United States. I gotcha.
Right. But at the same time, I mean, that was spoiled ballot. Throw it out, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, even though I'm Canadian, I am going to watch it next Tuesday because, like I said, I'm interested because, and also tonight, another one of the networks here in Canada did a thing about trade and about, you know, about the border crossings, about how Canadian companies, when they have to go to the border, have to give, you know, with radar, tell the border crossing we're coming in X number of hours. And with all the paperwork, and what they're afraid of is that they might get a senator or congressman who might say, okay, why don't they fill this out, which could mean more paperwork. So I know some manufacturers who are definitely also going to be watching the returns as well. So
yeah, no kidding.
I think.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it for sure.
Oh no! Yeah, you bet. What about you? What about you, old St. Pennsylvania? I haven't heard anything there. Sounds like it's a clean campaign there.
And in Pennsylvania, well, not really, because here's what's happened, Sam, is that pretty much everybody, in an effort to get elected, goes to the dark side at least once or twice when it comes to the ads, especially if they're really, if they're blowing the opponent away, no. And in the case of Joe Sestak and Pat Toomey, it's been kind of nip and tuck. They keep changing spots. Right now, Toomey is ahead, and Toomey is the Republican, the Democrat is Sestak. It is a hot race, and there has been some negative ads because it's just too close, and there are a lot of dead heat places. And so the more there's a dead heat, the more of a chance that you may see some serious, hitting going on.
Okay, now obviously, what happens if it's declared 50%, or they go to that point? What happens if it's 50-50, then what? I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know this.
Runoff election. Then if it's too close to call, then they have a runoff election to try to pick the winner. What they do. Too close.
Okay, how far? Let's say next Tuesday there is a tie. And when would the runoff election be? Like 2 weeks or 3 weeks later?
Yeah, they schedule it. They figure out when they're going to schedule it. It could be the turnaround could be really quick. Or it might be a little bit longer, but it's close. It doesn't get put off into the future. It happens pretty soon.
Okay, well, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Thanks, Sam. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, take care, Greg.
By the way, Sam was talking about what's going on in Pennsylvania. It's interesting because and this was maybe a week and a half ago, the NRA is spending about $500,000 on a television ad in Pennsylvania that attacks Joe Sestak, who is in that race with Toomey. The ad talking about the fact that he wants to take away the Second Amendment rights. And pretty much when you listen to the voiceover, and I've seen the ad, someone sent it to me, I'm sure you can probably Google it too, says if Joe Sestak wins, you lose. And it aired all over the place in Pennsylvania, including the Capitol, Harrisburg, and Philadelphia. Philadelphia tends to be more Democratic, but it was a pretty powerful ad. Was it persuasive? Now that's the thing. Was it persuasive? Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. and cross food off your to-do list.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time for another edition of We Can Count, topping We Can Count. Did you hear this deal on the James Bond car that sold for almost $5 million? It is a cool, it is a sweet car. But you have to have some serious bucks where you can just shell it out. And, of course, there are people that have that money easily at their disposal. It was a 64 Aston Martin, and it was used in the early Bond films. The exact amount that it fetched at an auction in London was $4.6 million. And the fascinating thing about it is the car was one of only two what they call fully equipped Martins from that year. And it was a DB5, actually used in the film. And when they say fully equipped, it's the things that you don't see, like guns that poke out through the taillights, a license plate that rotates to show different sets of numbers, a removable roof panel to allow easy access for a passenger in the ejector seat. The car was used in Goldfinger, and Thunderball was another one. And, man, it has a 282-horsepower engine. Top speed on this baby, 145 miles an hour. That's the key thing. So a standard DB5 would go from 0 to 60 in about 7.1 seconds. Well, that'll get your blood flowing, won't it? And it was actually picked up for $12,000 by Jerry Lee, a guy who was a radio exec in Philadelphia who owned the car. And it's rarely ever been in public. Most of the time it's been in storage, as you can imagine. So they restored some things on the car, and it's got about 30,000 miles on it. They did things like they worked on the brakes and the exhaust system, you know, the usual nonsense. So now the car was never used. The car is put on the block, and how much will it sell for was the key thing. And I'd say the money they got for that is pretty good, especially if you paid $12,000. That's a pretty decent investment that he sat on. So 4.6 mil. Do the math. I mean, if I really broke it down, how much do you think that is he's making a year? It's pretty decent for that kind of money that he shelled out in the beginning. It is a very cool car. I'm going to have to post a picture of it on AmericaTonight.net if you go to the website. I promise I will do it. So we move from a car that James Bond used back in the way, way, way early days before Matt Johnson was born, or half of this audience, or even myself before I was born, 64. Do the math. Let's do some more math. Amazon, yeah, the Amazon, is yielding a bunch of new species. You know how many? 1,200. 1,200. Boy, that seems like a lot. I would love to go to the Amazon. Of course, you'd have to have a really good guide so you would know what you were looking at in the rainforest. But what's now come out is they're telling you it's the world's biggest rainforest, which, of course, we knew. But it spans 8 South American countries. Did you know that? And 637 new species of plant were found, 500 new fish and amphibians, 24, this is not good, 24 new poison dart frogs. Yeah, I could do without probably seeing some of them. They have 55 new reptile species. A Bolivian river dolphin was one of the 39 new species of mammals. So pretty interesting. One-fifth of the Amazon rainforest, they say, has been cut down in the past 50 years, but that's all the demand for soya and beef and biofuels and all that sort of stuff. And the governments from all over the place, as you know, are meeting to talk about ecosystem losses, and the Amazon is one of the places that people want to protect. It would be fun to go, like I said, with the right guide. But it would absolutely be about being with somebody who knew the plants and what you were looking at, and so you could get the sense of some of the diversity, I think, that they have there. All right, let's continue with We Can Count. So now, if you're keeping track, we've jumped from the car to the Amazon, and, geez, we're going to jump again in a completely different direction. Did you see the movie The Hangover? I thought it looked stupid. I had no desire to see it. And then our pal Matt told us that it was a really funny movie. So I did rent it, and I laughed my head off. I thought it was hilarious. I've watched it probably twice since then, just because there's funny things. You know how you kind of miss it? So here's the money part of this. Hangover 2, baby. They're doing a Hangover 2. I don't know how that's going to work out, though. Sometimes sequels don't go as well as the original, and this was a crazy hit. I don't believe the people that were part of Hangover thought that it was going to be as successful as it was, but it certainly was. Mike Tyson will be back for Hangover Part 2. And I wonder, I'm assuming that, well, maybe not. Maybe it won't be a Vegas thing. Because remember, that was all about, if you saw it, it was all about the guy bonding deal, and it was a bachelor party, and it was really about crazy, ridiculous things that happened in Vegas, and I think it was so silly that is what made it, to me, so interesting, because some of the things were just so, I mean, they were so crazy, far out of the realm of real possibility, that you just couldn't help yourself but giggle hysterically. So will they go back to Vegas again for the second time around? I'm thinking, you know what, I could be wrong on that. All right, I happened to see an article about this, too. You know, when the Playboy comes out and you start to hear rumors that, oh, somebody gets famous, some actress gets famous, and she was asked to pose in Playboy, but she said no. She decided she wasn't going to do it no matter what the money was. So Lady Gaga was asked to pose for Playboy, and she turned it down because she said it was all about the music for her, and it's only when she wants to plug a new album. Also, one of the former Spice Girls, they released a list, Melanie Brown turned down Playboy. In fact, she turned Playboy down 5 times. She said she was offered ridiculous amounts of money, And she said maybe she would consider it in the future when she thought the time was right. Now, here's when you'll love this. Playboy has been trying to get Lindsay Lohan to pose naked for a long time, and her offers have been up to almost $1 million. They say she would be happy to do the cover, but no nudity. If there's nudity, the answer is no. She's not going to go down the magazine road again. She's not going to do it, they say. So who else? Jennifer Love Hewitt was asked by Playboy to pose. She said no, she's had enough of body issues and things that she wasn't interested. Brooke Hogan, remember Brooke Knows Best, none of those crazy reality shows, you know who she is, Hulk Hogan's daughter, turned down the magazine and said she didn't feel it was the right time and she would wait until Hulk, her father, wasn't around to see it because it's confusing enough. Then Melissa Joan Hart actually drew some controversy after posing for Maxim because she was posed scantily clad, but she said that made her realize she wasn't going to pose for Playboy, so she was another person who decided she wouldn't do it. And then Jessica Alba was asked if she would pose for Playboy, and she said no. She said she had no desire to do that. In fact, they had some kind of skimpy picture of her, and they published it somewhere, and she got upset about that. And then even Kelly Osbourne got an offer from Playboy but turned them down, and they offered her twice, and she said no thanks. So apparently not everybody wants to get that little extra kick of attention and the money, including, and this one was interesting, Oksana, I think it's Gregoria. She was Mel Gibson's girlfriend and baby mama. She said, no, thank you. She had an offer to pose for full nude shots and a cover, but they said no amount of money would ever, you know, would ever make her want to pose for Playboy. And it's probably, she wasn't even offered that much. You know, I mentioned how much, like, Lady Gaga was offered a fortune and a bunch of others, like Nelly Furtado was offered $500,000 and whatever. They offered Oksana $75,000. Boy, doesn't that show her where she ranks? I'll tell you what, we think you might be a little bit desperate, so we're going to give you, $75,000, and you'll get the cover of Playboy, though. Yeah, they're tastefully done photos. Don't worry about it. All right, so that counts. It falls into We Can Count, and this also falls into We Can Count, and it's this that we haven't talked about yet. It's the Andrew Wyeth painting at Christie's. It was a fake. I mentioned the big bucks at the auction for the Aston Martin, the 007 car, but how about the Andrew Wyeth that was up for grabs that wasn't really one of his? It was a watercolor that would have been Water Cooler Buzz that was about to be offered at this huge New York auction house, but it was a forgery. So they couldn't put it up there. An art dealer in Seattle who had been involved in a transaction with the genuine Snowbirds, that was the name of the painting, called Christie's Auction House in New York to question whether it was authentic. So they looked at it and sized it up and found out that it was a really good fake, and it got pretty close to being auctioned, but it was not the real thing. They thought it was. They thought they were going to get about $500,000. Wow. Crazy. Stay with us. Sports Shorts coming up next.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Show notes for everybody listening across America. One, don't forget, we have Nail the Score in our third hour, which will be really Thursday, Friday morning for most people. That's coming up on our next show. So who knows what the game of the week will be in week 8, but we'll have a lot of fun with it. And the phone lines are always jammed, so just try to get on the phone as fast as you can. If you can't get to the phone, then send us an email at americantonight.net. As long as you get it in before the top of the hour, in our third hour, it counts, baby. And how do we play Nail the Score? The random game is chosen by our supercomputers back in Minneapolis. Then you call in, you guess what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. It's that easy. So you clean out the prize closet if, in fact, you do nail the score. It'd be so exciting to have someone do that this season, in the regular season. Maybe it happens in the playoffs, one never knows. A couple of you have gotten pretty close, but close doesn't count. That's only in horseshoes. So, you know, you got to nail it right on. Speaking of getting nailed, Brett Favre, now at some turns, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I almost feel sorry for him because it's, who cares? His wife is saying, listen, it's, the other part of this whole story is not true. The more salacious part. And talking about his private parts being sent to this girl who worked for the Jets when he played with the Jets. He admitted to the voicemails that he left for her and all this other stuff. But, again, his wife, Deanna, is kind of, not kind of, but she is sticking up for her husband. It's just really more a question of, does the league go after him? Does the league let it go? And in the meantime, you know, the Vikings are trying to stay in this thing after last week's loss. And Brett Favre, besides whether or not he's going to have some conduct violation from the NFL, he's dealing with an injury and whether or not he's going to actually be able to play. He's saying, because he's got this continuous record, too, that's at risk, he's like the Iron Man, let's face it. And he's hoping he's going to be able to play. He wants to play the Patriots. The Patriots are 5-1. The Vikings are 2-4. He was hurt in the loss to Green Bay. An MRI showed a stress fracture in his ankle. And he's also got a fracture in his heel bone, too, where there was a fragment that had been torn away by a tendon or a ligament. The good thing is he doesn't need surgery. And he said after consulting with doctors anyway, that he's confident he can't make the injury worse by playing. So that's that's the good thing about this. He talked to Brad Childress, of course, the coach, about his critical comments about his performance on Sunday night. And he said that, look, emotions run pretty high for coaches and for players. Of course they do. So here's Brett Favre himself talking about taking responsibility and can they turn the season around, the Vikings, that is. Listen.
I'd be the first to tell you there's plays that I should have made, plays maybe I should have read things differently, so on and so forth. And I can go back throughout my whole career and say that I'm in this, committed to this team. I'd love to get this this back on track and be a part of it. And more than anything, function at a level that gives us a chance to win. And so that's basically it. If not, Tavares would do a great job.
Okay, so he's saying Tavares could step in there for sure, but he doesn't want to give it up if he can play. Matt, you're there at the pulse of everything that's happening in Minnesota and Minneapolis. What are people saying? Does it look like he's going to play? I don't really have a good feel for this.
I'd say if you asked me 2 days ago, everyone was pretty confident that the streak would be broken. And now it's kind of sounding more like he's probably going to play. And at first, after last week's game, I think myself and a lot of other people were almost hoping that he wouldn't play just because of the way he looked and how he just doesn't look like the same guy. And I think putting Tavares in, he's a younger guy, he can run a little bit, and he's got a healthy arm right now, and he can throw the ball down the field to Randy Moss. Maybe that's the better option. But at the same time, if you go back to last week's game and Percy Harvin gets that second foot in, Brett Favre wins the game for us, and I don't think a lot of people are talking about whether or not he's going to play.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're absolutely right about that. And I think Brett Favre, because no matter what, the guy's a competitor. If there is any way he can get on that field, he is going to be on that field. If there's any way he can be out there and try to turn it around, or, you know, a win over the Patriots would be huge if they could pull off the win. And sure, they could pull off the win if he starts to have the hookups with Randy Moss and all that stuff. They could change their fate around. I'm sure that is exactly what he's thinking. So he's not out. Speaking of surgery or not to have surgery, just a quick update here. There's always MASH unit side notes. So the Yankees get knocked out of the playoffs by the Rangers, who we're going to talk about in a second because they're in the World Series against the Giants. But getting to that World Series, the Rangers got through the Yanks, and of course the stud pitcher, the highest paid pitcher in all of Major League Baseball, and that would be CC Sabathia. He's going to have surgery on Friday to repair a meniscus tear in his right knee. And he's, you know, set to begin the pre-spring training routine maybe 6 weeks after the operation. I mean, the guy is an amazing pitcher. He was 21-7, his ERA just slightly over 3 in his second season with the Yankees. In his 3 postseason starts, he was 2-0. So CC Sabathia having that surgery. So let's move to World Series baseball and the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers riding high on knocking off the Pinstripers, but they weren't having a lot of luck with Cliff Lee, their ace, who is like money every time you give him the ball. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. He's a self-confessed control freak. He knows where that ball is going. And he absolutely, in Game 1 in San Fran, he absolutely did not pitch like himself. Here's some highlights of that Game 1. Take a listen. Oh, we don't have them. My fault. Okay, my highlights from Game 1 is that the first thing that happened is that the Rangers got on the board first, and unfortunately, that excited the crowd back home that was watching on TV. However, they then quickly saw things unravel as right away, you know, Cliff Lee just didn't have that normal command that he has. He started to put the ball in places around that plate that I haven't seen him do in a very long time. So in the first inning and the second inning, the Rangers were able to put up two runs. Then the Giants came back and tied it with two in the third inning, but it was this fifth inning where they really blew it open with six runs. Wow. Six runs. I mean, just thumped them there. What was supposed to be a pitcher's duel was anything but a pitcher's duel. So the Giants batted down Lee, and Freddie Sanchez sprayed balls down the line. Cody Ross, Aubrey Huff hit line drives up the middle, and, you know, it was a rough experience for Lee this time around. The good news is it's a seven-game series. But you know what? The Giants are 10-0 against Texas at their home park, at the AT&T Park. Wow. And now they're talking about rain in the forecast for Game 2 on Thursday night. Matt Cain gets the start. C.J. Wilson does for the Rangers. Tell you, Sanchez was the real killer, though. He finished with four of the Giants' 14 hits. Four of them. He had six. I mean, they had six doubles. Six doubles. That's amazing. Lee looked so disgusted when he walked off the mound in the fifth inning. Man. So congratulations to the Giants. We'll see what happens in Game 2. If you have any thoughts on the show, shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
7 years of college down the drain.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.